News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
350,000 households are facing more energy price hikes as increases from two more suppliers take effect from today. We're joined by Dara Cassidy, Head of Communications at bonkers.ie. Dara, just give us the bad news. What kind of increases are we talking about here?
They're pretty hefty. So if you're a customer of Pinergy, you're going to see your electricity go up by a further 19%. So that's pretty high.
Yeah.
That's going to add maybe around €300 or so to the average customer's annual electricity bill. If you're a customer of SSE Electricity, the price increases are just over 9% on your gas and electricity. So that's going to add around €115 to the average SSE customer's electricity bill and around €86 to their gas bill. But the thing is, though, you have to kind of look at all of the price increases over the past year, because I think, Shane, we know it's been a bit of a year of crisis for the energy industry in Ireland and in Europe. And there's been over 35 price hike announcements so far this year, and the year isn't even done. So when you take all of those into account, customers of Pinergy are looking at paying around €780 more for their electricity each year. And SSE customers are looking at paying around maybe €500 more for the gas and electricity, €300 on the electricity, €200 on the gas. So it's pretty hefty.
I presume they're not alone, though.
No, they're not. Like I said, there's been 35 price hike announcements. These are just the final two to come into effect this year. One would hope that that's it, that we're not going to see any more price hikes, but I suppose nothing can be guaranteed. All suppliers, unfortunately, have been raising prices across the board, some up to five times, most of them at least two or three times. The average customer is probably the average household. This year is probably looking at paying maybe €700 to €800 more for their gas and electricity. But some customers, with some of the smaller suppliers in particular, could see a hit of well over €1,000.
Good God, that is a huge amount of money. Is there, what can people, look, I mean, energy prices are going up across the board, but are there things people can do to try and mitigate the damage?
Absolutely. I mean, they can still switch. It's a question we get asked a lot at the moment, whether, you know, there's any point in switching. If everybody's increasing prices, what's the point? But the electricity market and the gas market is a little bit, in some ways, like, you know, your broadband and your TV, where you might get a discount for maybe 6 months or a year for switching. The energy companies do the exact same thing. I can't overemphasize that enough to listeners. If you switch to a new supplier, they will give you a discount of maybe up to 30 or 40% for an entire year, which on average means you'd save around maybe €600 less on your gas and electricity. But for some customers, if you're moving from one of the dearest deals at the moment to one of the cheapest, you could actually save yourself over €1,500. So wow, there's huge savings to be made at the moment by switching.
Okay.
And some people are a little bit lazy, but if there's 1 year you don't want to be overpaying for gas and electricity, this is it.
I suspect, like many people, I've been good at times about switching, and then I kind of forget, and I'm not even sure who I'm with at the moment. what should people do? If people are listening to this going, all right, actually, I need to get my act together, what's the first step?
Yeah, like, it's really, really simple to switch. I can't overemphasize, it's probably one of the easiest household bills you can switch.
They do all the work for you, don't they?
They do. I mean, you can go on to obviously a site like ours, like bonkers.ie. You can easily conduct a comparison. And then to switch, you just need a few things. You need your MPRN for your electricity. So that's on your bill and it identifies your property. Your GPRN if you're switching gas. A recent meter reading. And it helps if you can give us a good estimate of how much energy you use. Other than that, the whole thing takes about maybe 3 or 4 minutes online. The switch then gets processed within around maybe 2 weeks, and then you have cheaper gas and electricity. And, you know, like I said, it really is one of the simplest and one of the easiest household bills that you can change. And then just very quickly, I'd also, you know, remind people, obviously we're all considerate of the climate these days and trying to reduce our carbon footprint, you know, look at ways that you can reduce less, you know, use less energy around the home, tackle drafts, pull in LED light bulbs. All that can make a big difference.
Turn off lights if my kids are listening.
Yeah, you don't even have to turn them off. If you switch to an LED light bulb, for example, each LED light bulb will save you around maybe €6 worth of electricity a year. So, you know, it does all add up, and they last about 10 times longer as well. So, you know, the SEAI, the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland, has lots of nice little tips and tricks as well for people to use as energy around the home. So I'd encourage listeners to check them out also.
Okay, sound advice. Dara Cassidy, Head of Communications at bonkers.ie. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let's get the finger out, folks, and make the switch. 53106.